Now we're talking to a guy that I've never met, a guy that's so excited. I've met him a couple of times and he's always on the go. He calls himself on Facebook Mr. Excited, he organises a lot of car shows, and we're going to talk about a few of them, but even those that aren't interested in cars, please stay. Oh, I think we might have lost him. Please stay with us, because there are a couple of really good fundraisers coming up that we want to talk about. So welcome, Glenn, or Mr. Excited.
Hey, mate. How are you, Alan? How are you, my friend?
I'm going really well. And you are?
Oh, mate, I'm pretty knackered, pretty tight, but I'm excited, mate. I'm about two and a half hours away from home, but I'm working at the moment. I'm still happy, still doing my thing, mate.
All right. Now, I know we're going to talk about a couple of cars, we're going to talk about a few of them, but there's two I really want to make sure that we get give a bit of time to. The one is you're doing a fundraiser for Holy Fools. Now, Neil Taylor, who used to be a presenter on this station for a number of years, so we know Neil well. I spoke to him a few weeks ago for the homeless. We know he does a terrific job, but you're out there to raise him some money, and I think you might be looking for some sponsors, as well as you want people to come along and raise some money for him, don't you?
Yeah, exactly right, mate. And since I spoke to you last, you wouldn't believe the amount of companies and businesses I actually already have sponsoring the event. Is amazing. I've got a lot of companies and local businesses already jumped on board with sponsors, gift cards, vouchers, giveaways, hampers, you name it, including my own company, ETS, who are sponsoring it as well.
So when is it? Let's get down to the text.
The 10th of November in Moorabark.
Whereabouts in Moorabark?
Where the Moorabark Festival is held.
Yeah, and it's on the 10th of November. What, between when and when will you be there?
From 9:30 to 12, mate.
9:30 to 12. And I think the festival goes all day, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, the Moorabark Festival usually goes all day, but this is just about, 3 hours. We'll be having lots of fun. I've got live music as well now. I've got a band playing as well. So
have you?
It's going to be a good time. Yes. Yep.
So I've seen a few photos on the Facebook, where some of these ladies with the old style petticoats and all that sort of stuff, when they really rock and roll, don't they?
Oh, they do. They love it. The rockabilly. I love the rockabilly music. And a lot of people will come out. I've got the Fakeaways. That's what the band's called.
Fakeaways?
They're a three piece band, and they are fantastic. And they're playing for free. They're doing it for the charity, and they're great band, and I can't wait to have them there.
So that's on the 10th of November in Moorabark. Now, another one that's really close to us and close to my heart is She's Not All Right, it's called, isn't it?
Yeah, She Won't Be Right, mate.
She Won't Be Right, yeah?
At the Yarra Glen race course there.
And when's that on?
That's the... my brain's gone a bit blank. That's the 26th, I think it is. I haven't written it down today because I'm working away. But
I'll have a look. I've got to take a quick break in a minute, so I'll have a quick look on the phone and see what it is. But
I left all my notes at home, unfortunately.
and you're I believe you're emceeing it as well.
Yeah, I'm partly emceeing it, and there's another guy emceeing it as well. But I'm doing a lot of I'm even emceeing the good old egg races as well, with fathers and dads doing egg races. I'm emceeing that, which will be fun. But and I'm doing a lot of the judging as well, so judging the actual cars for trophies as well.
While you've been talking, I've got it here. Not long away. I'll have to keep looking while you keep talking. But, Mr. Excited. She Won't Be Right, Mate is on the 16th. That's Canterbury. Won't Be Right, Mental Health Fundraising Event 224. Hasn't got the date. I'll have to look that up. But anyway, I mean, it's a great way to raise some money for a great organisation too, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, it is. Mental health is a big thing, big issue with a lot of people at the moment. And this is a great fundraiser that the team put on down there. And it's just fantastic. Marcus, who started it, has just got the great team with him. And I've I've wanted to be a part of this event from day one, as soon as I heard about it. So
you're taking the 57 Chevy down?
Yeah, the 58, mate.
Oh, 58. Oh, yeah. I undersold it.
That's definitely coming down, mate. That's definitely going to be there.
Yep. All right. So now you've got a few other car shows coming up too, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I've got one this month. I've got my Cars and Coffee down at the Manhattan Hotel on the 27th of October.
From
9 till 12. That's just becoming a massive show now. That's becoming a regular once-a-month massive. My last month show was it's nearly 700 cars. So
that's terrific. And then
the Manhattan are really liking the business too. So people travel from all over for my cars.
They'd be selling plenty of coffees, mate. They'd be selling plenty of coffees.
Mate, the Hot Jam Donut guy too, he's flat out too.
Then the 10th of November, we go back that one where it's a charity show and it's all about raising some money for Neil Taylor and his mob, the Holy Fools. Then you've got one on the 16th of November, which is at the Canterbury Tyre and Mag Supermarket. And then we haven't actually got the date of this other one.
And then I've got the 17th as well. I'm doing the Lilydale Yarra Valley Festival as well the next day after Canterbury Tyres.
Oh, hang on. She won't be right, mate. I've just sent me a message. So I suspect they're telling us this is going to be the date. She won't be right. They're the 23rd of November.
God, I was 3 days off.
So that's
I knew it was the 20-something, but it definitely is the 23rd. But I apologise to Marcus and the team. Sorry about that.
And it's between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. So, and it's down at the Yarra Glen Racecourse, isn't it?
Yep. Great venue. Probably I regard it as my favourite venue for shows. It's just an amazing place to have a car show and things.
Glenn, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. I've just got a couple of things popped up that I need to play and I'll be back to talk to you again.
No problem, mate.
Thanks.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
Let's go. pool party.
I should have played the song Glen 57 Chevrolet. I know you've heard that because when you were in last time, I played it for you.
That's a good song, that one. I've actually got that on my playlist now. I love that song.
I'm not surprised. Now, first of all, Glen, before we go any further, we should make mention to the audience, because there are people out there that are very sceptical. You don't make anything out of these car shows, do you? You cover your costs, and look, you're not paid to do this, are you?
No. It's not like I get gold coin donation for my normal run of the day shows. But that all goes to my public liability insurance, and my sponsors pay me a little percentage every year. But that goes towards everyone else in trophies and gifts and things like that.
When you're raising money for Holy Fools, they get the money, don't they? And She Won't Be Right, Mate, they get the money too, don't they?
Oh, yeah, well, Holy Fools and both events, we make nothing out of that. Every cent, every dollar goes to the charities. We don't take a cent, we don't take a thing. Everything goes to the charities.
Yep. So how many car shows do you reckon you've done this year?
That's a good question, but I think I've done so far 12 shows already this year, and I've got 8 to go, I think. I've got 6 to go, sorry.
In 2 months? Because 2 months, because by this time in December...
Well, I've got 4 shows I'm running in... Four shows I've got in November.
Yep.
And then I've got... I'm running another one in December. Oh, no, I've got, 7 left. I've got 2 shows in December as well.
You'll be glad to have a break. When do you start back with the shows next year?
I start the end of January.
Yeah, you'll have a bit of a break, obviously.
Glen, well sought.
just a bit of rubbish, I guess. If I said to you, there's no limit to the amount of money you could spend, and we talked about now in an old car, whether it be classic, vintage or anything, and if I said to you, I'll bankroll the car, any car you really wanted, what sort of car would it be?
My dream car, and this is my dream car, is probably a 1963 split window Chevy Corvette, mate.
And what are they worth?
Too much. They range from 150,000 to 300,000. They're expensive. And a 1958 Chevy Corvette is about 200,000, 150 to 200. So the gold coin definitely never get to that stage. So no, but that's my dream car.
Yeah,
mate.
Dream car. So if you what's made those? Is it that? So expensive. Is there were just not a lot of them? A lot of them being bingled, a lot of them rusted out. What's made them so expensive, Glen?
A lot of them, the split windows, pretty rare car, and very desirable, being a two-door and a sports car back in the day, ahead of their time. Not many made, but they're just desirable. And a lot of them you just don't see around on the roads. A lot of them, either have been in crashes or, been ruined or rusted out or whatever. But there's just not a lot of them around.
And I suppose some of them, once they get into hand as collectors, aren't going to come back either, are they?
No. A lot of cars are in collections, and I mean, even the American market at the moment has gone skyrocket for cars like that. Yes, yes. So, yeah, if you wanted to buy one over there now, it's not cheap anymore like it used to be. A lot of rare cars and exotic cars, muscle cars too, they've all gone up.
So, have they? Because I thought for a while they dropped back a little bit too, didn't they?
They sort of do. They go up and down, up and down. Yep. It's a bit like Australian cars as well. But, yeah, a lot of the Americans have caught on that we're bringing so many over here. Prices have gone up, and that's why I have American followers who actually see a lot of American cars at my shows and actually say, I can't believe how many cars of ours are over there. And I'm like, they probably don't want any more to come over here.
Glenn, for the guys, that's a bit of a sexist thing to say, I was going to say, for the guys, because I noticed that quite a few of the cars that turn up your car shows are actually either driven and probably owned by women also, aren't they? It's no longer what to generalise and say the guys is probably not right, is it?
No. I've got a lot of wicked female owner drivers who are right into classic cars. Even younger people now, people on their P plates are coming in their VK Commodore and their old Falcon that their granddad gave them. So a lot of P platers, which is the biggest thing I've noticed, are really starting to come to the car shows, where I didn't really have a younger crowd back in the day, but they're starting to come along, which is great, because you want them involved to keep this stuff alive, you know?
Well, otherwise it's going to peter. Now, first of all, we need to mention your Facebook page, because I watch it. Every few days you've got a video that you've taken at a last car show and some of these really classic cars rolling in.
Yeah, well, if you want to follow me, my main page is on Facebook, and it's called Mr. Excited and Friends, Classic Cars Worldwide. And, come and join me. And nearly hit 28,000 followers.
Have you?
So it's, So it's going up and up and up. From 5.5 years ago, it's when I only had 10 people on the page.
Glenn, you obviously have some other people help you, because, you couldn't run all this by yourself, but also you've got people that do the videos for you and that as well too, haven't you? So you've got to have a bit of help.
Well, the car scene's amazing. I can't mention them all, but all the photographers and all the video guys who come to my shows, I can't name them all because there's a lot, really make the show so special and amazing, because they're out there taking hundreds of videos, hundreds of photos, and without them and their media, my shows wouldn't be where they are. So I have to thank them and my team, my admin team, who are always backing me up and always helping me all the time. So I appreciate everyone.
But I guess none of them work as hard as you do, because you're always out there doing stuff on these cars.
Yes, well, I always try, and I do usually, but I try to greet every single owner. If I've got 600 cars, I'm usually in the driveway high-fiving and saying good day and walking around, talking to everyone. And I'm the one actually organising with the venues and everything to run these shows. It takes months and months and months of planning. So I do a lot outside of the car shows to get these shows happening.
Oh, absolutely. So how many do you hope to have next year?
How many shows next year? It'll be more than 18 this year. Well, 18 is... I did 10 shows last year. I've done 18 this year. Yep. And already I'm booked out from other different new festivals. I can't announce yet. Yep. But, it'll be over 20, I think, next year.
Gee, that's a lot. Considering you've got to try and hold down a full-time job as well.
Yep. Looking at trees and power lines, and that's what I do. I'm an assessor, and I make sure trees aren't burning on power lines, so it's a big safety thing. So that's what I do, check trees and power lines. And I've got two young kids. I've got a 2-year-old and an 8-year-old. So
And a partner who likes to see you now and again.
What's that, sorry?
And a partner who likes to see you now and again.
Yes, and she's not even into car shows, believe it or not.
All right, Glenn, we're fast running out of time, but I want to give these two particular ones a plug, and then you can mention the other ones. The Holy Fools is on the 10th of November down in Moorabbark, 9:30 till 12. And She Won't Be Right, Mate, is on the 23rd of November at the Yarra Glen Racetrack, isn't it?
Yep, 10 till 2.
and it's Hendle too. Both great charities to support. Look, you know, mental health is just, we could go on for hours about that. I will try and get somebody in from She Won't Be Right, mate.
Holy Fools, Neil and Holy Fools team will be at my show on the 10th as well.
Yep, great guy, Neil. And as I say, yeah,
legend of a man.
Had him in here for the Homeless Week. He was down at Lilydale running something down there with Anchor. Glenn, terrific to hear from you. I hope they're all a great success. I want to try and get up to on the 23rd of November. I'll see what I can do on the 10th as well, because I'd like to be there. But I wish you well.
Thank you very much, Alan.
I just don't know how you ever find time to sleep or do anything.
I do find a little bit of time, but thank you so much, Alan, for your support and letting me come on and have a chat. I really appreciate it. Yeah, we do. Yep. We have one more, I think. Yep.
So, and then we'll wrap it up next year. But thank you for being part of the show, Glenn, and we'll catch up with you. But certainly again on the 10th of November down at Moorabbark for Holy Fools. And the 23rd of November up at the Yarra Glen Racetrack. Great organisations to be running fundraisers for. So I wish you well, Glenn.
Thank you so much, Alan. And everyone, stay positive and stay excited.